Tonight, your Minnesota Lynx begin the semifinals of the WNBA playoffs against the Connecticut Sun. Sloan Martin joins us now. Not only is she the play-by-play voice, I had no idea, Sloan, that you were a college basketball player at St. John's Fisher out in New York. I just learned this.
Oh, boy. You're really uncovering it. All the former D3 ballers out there, contact me because we got a lot in common. And be proud, okay? Because you never know when it'll be brought up on the radio.
Well, now, so I knew St. John's Fisher because I went to Hobart College, Hobart and William Smith, which I would imagine.
Oh, my gosh.
You played against William Smith. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, right up there. And also the home of Bill's training camp. One of the few places where they're still moving in their TVs and video game systems, and brings that good nostalgia.
All the
you know what?
Stuff.
We do our research on this show. Whatever, regardless of what Matt tells you, we usually do our research. As we look ahead to this series tonight, it's Connecticut. We know what the Lynx have, but I was kind of looking over this, and Dawana Bonner, I had to look up her age because I'm like, how is she still in the league? She's 37 years old.
Wow.
She's still been great in the playoffs. How much does she still have in the tank? And how much do the Lynx and will the Lynx kind of worry about her in this series?
Yeah, I'm at the point in life where I just root for everybody born in the 80s because the numbers are dwindling, and she is certainly one of them. I mean, she is a top five scorer all time in WNBA history, and if you haven't seen her before, you know, she has not only a unique kind of body type and frame, she's 6'4" and about 140 pounds, so very long, lanky, spindly, great defender, can move very quickly at a great height, but also is such a versatile player as well. She is someone who I mentioned who could move quickly, knock down deep threes. Her range does go out quite a bit, but can also make that impact with her versatility as well. And you would certainly not know, not that there's anything wrong with 37, but you would not know that that was her age when you see her on the court. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, it doesn't get talked about, but it's kind of an interesting dynamic that she is actually in a relationship with one of her players, Alyssa Thomas, who was finished second in the MVP last year. So you really see that connection too on the court as well, that has made this team just so cohesive. This is a team that is used to going deep into the playoffs. They have not gotten over that hump of winning a championship, but it is something that this is the point in the playoffs, guys, and that's why I'm glad, you know, we're talking about this. These are the four teams. These are the teams we have wanted to see go against each other all season long. These are the top four seeds. They have been the entire season, and now it feels like it really is where things begin.
And Sloan, it seems like when I look at the Lynx and I look at Connecticut, they are very much similar in a lot of different ways. The blueprint is there as far as the abilities and where their structure really is strong. I don't even see a whole lot of weakness anywhere, hardly. But being the financial guy, I have to ask you this. The tickets. I took a look to see if tickets are available at all, and I didn't actually get any concrete answers to that, but I saw that some of the numbers that I was seeing for some of the high-end ticket prices are pretty extreme. Have you had a chance to look at that at all?
You know, I haven't, and just a quick aside note. So Matt is actually a season ticket holder with the Lynx. He bought them for me as a birthday present in 2018, and then I was promptly hired, and I have been working every single Lynx season since. So we have not been able to share them very much, but he'll bring his pals, and he's you know, big into the WNBA and women's basketball. So they get used, and he enjoys them. But he, because he's in Green Bay, he sold them, and they were snapped up quickly. Next time he picks up his phone, they were already sold. So I don't know about the ticket prices specifically, but it is something that I know WNBA fans are talking about quite a bit. I see chatter amongst other season ticket holders of other teams seeing those prices go up and feeling like, hey, I've been supporting this franchise, you know, for 10 plus or even longer years, and feeling like you're, you know, the dynamics, the financials are certainly different. We want to see this growth, but you certainly don't want those longtime fans to feel squeezed either. But having this be a hot ticket, I feel like that is something that, you know, you want to be very excited about, that people want to be there, experience that excitement, see that win, and, you know, carry this team on throughout the playoffs.
Sloan Martin joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, a play-by-play voice for the Minnesota Lynx. By the way, do we get to hear you tonight, or is this a... I know it's on ESPN. Is that you, or do we have someone else coming in?
No. This is all ESPN. They take over all the national duties. We don't know what the future. Oh, thank you. We don't know what the future might be. Like, for example, NBC is getting in on WNBA rights. So it's an exciting time on the TV side to see what's going to happen.
All right, I'll watch it, but I'm going to keep the sound down just in boycott. Okay, just to be fair.
That's a good way.
It's been a couple of years, I think, since the Lynx have really been as dominant as they are this year. A lot of that, obviously, Nafisha Collier has been incredible. I always turn back to Cheryl Reeve because when you think of coaches, when I think of great coaches in their sport, men's or women's, I don't know if I've seen another basketball coach in recent memory. Obviously, Gina Auriemma, Pat Summitt are always going to come to mind. But in recent memories, in the last, let's say, 5 to 7 years, 5 to 10 years, how does Cheryl Reeve keep doing this? How does she take these rosters that are either loaded with talent and probably egos, and maybe not so loaded with talent, but just get the kind of fringe players to buy in? How does she do this year after year and become as successful as these teams have become?
I mean, it is inarguable that she is one of the greatest coaches of all time,
yeah.
Period. End of sentence.
I agree.
No other qualifiers needed for that. And it has also been a transformation process for her, too. I mean, we can all say that the last couple of years, this is the best Lynx team since 2017. That was the final year, officially, of that kind of dynasty era, that final championship with that group of five, and how special that group was, one of the best dynasties we've seen in basketball of all time. And this is the best chance that they have for a championship. And people may have not realized that coming into this season. You look at off-season pickups like Courtney Williams, like Alana Smith. Alana Smith just today named a second team all defense in the WNBA, who was 2 years ago cut from one of the worst franchises in the entire league in the Indiana Fever. Now one of the best players or best role players on this starting five and around the W. It's been a transformation for Cheryl, too. She's had to change how I think she coaches, about what that is like on a day-to-day basis. Her style of play, too. This season, we saw them go five out, everyone shooting threes. It was a completely different style. So I think her ability to adapt, to look at the data, and you're right, today, or I should say this year's team, really illustrated a lot about someone who was able to get the most out of the personnel that they have, not forcing them to fit a system, but instead saying, who do we have here? What are their skill sets, and how is it going to help us win? This is really a transformational year, and I think something that, you know, could end up, I had a postseason ballot for WNBA awards voters, and Cheryl Reeve was my coach of the year, too, and it's not because they massively exceeded expectations. I think if you have a team that has Nafisha Collier on it, who finished second in MVP voting, has gotten better and better every single season, you're not expecting them to miss the playoffs, despite what some national writers may have thought, which certainly they like to point out. They kept that chip on their shoulder. But you can see them being a top four team for sure. So they have come in as a quality team. But I think to reach this point, to be so close to a championship, has been really remarkable to see that kind of progress.
Sloan, I know we have very little time, if any time left, but real quick, if it's not Nafisha Collier that we're looking at to bring the victory home for the Lynx, who would it be?
Kayla McBride, one of the best shooters in the entire WNBA, finding her opportunities, knocking down shots early, and making them guard her outside 3-point line.
Sloan Martin, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. And just always know that you're our favorite in that household. Okay, just always remember that. Always.
Good to have that on record. Good.
Yep. You let them know it.
Thank you very much.
Let them know it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.